Zechus Baba Kama Daf Tzadik Aleph, 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Aleph Beis. And before beginning the Gemara, let's just review a few dinim that we already know. Number one, if an animal kills a person, then the animal will be Chayiv Skila, and that is called a Shor Niskal, and it doesn't make a difference if the animal is a Tam or a Mu'ud, the same din applies and it will be Chayiv Misa. Number two, when an owner has to pay for damages that his Shor Tam causes, he only pays Migufai, and he only pays from the actual animal's value, will not be responsible to pay any money from any other assets. However, if an animal that's a mu'ud damages someone, then the owner has to pay min aliyah, and he doesn't only have to pay from the actual value of the animal, and he would even have to pay from his own assets in order to make restitution for the damages that his animal caused. And our Gemara begins, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in Braisa, shor tam shehimis v'hizik, if a shor tam kills a person, and therefore is chayiv skila, and also damage either a person or an item, dan isay din nefashis, vein dan isay din Mamnis, then we judge a Shor Tam for Dinan and Fashis and it'll be Chayiv Skila, and you don't judge it for Dinan Mamnis, and since the Shor Tam will be Chayiv Skila for killing a person, and we know that a Shor Niskal is Asbana, therefore there is no value to the Shor itself, and therefore it won't be possible to actually receive any payment for the damages that the Shor caused, since the only Chiyiv to pay for damages that a Shor Tam caused is Migufay, and ultimately there will be no value to this animal. However, the Braisa continues, Mu'ud Shehimis V'Hizik, in the same scenario where there was an animal that was already a mu'ud and it kills a person and then it was mazik someone or something, then we judge for din and mamnis first, and only afterwards do we judge it for din and nefashis, and then ultimately we will actually kill this animal as the animal will be a shor niskal. But even so, Reuven is chayiv to pay for the damages that his animal caused because he has to pay min aliyah and not megufai. And the Braisa continues and clarifies b'negei a mu'ud that killed someone and also almost mazik, that could move it Danu din and nefashis, that if you went and first judge it for din and nefashis and you mechayiv it that is now a shor in the skull, then at that point ain chayzer v'dano isay din and mamnis, we can't now go and judge it for din and mamnis. The Gemara is bothered as to this last din, as the Gemara is v'chigadbu v'dano din and nefashis my havi. Who cares if you already judge it for din and nefashis and you already paskin that this shor is a shor in the skull and there's no value to the shor in the skull? Even so, lehadav l'dainin nami mamnis, that at this point you should go and judge it for din and mamnis, as Reuven's chiyuv to pay for his shor damages when the shor is a mu'ud comes min aliyah, and therefore it should be irrelevant that you already judge it for din and nefashis and the shor is already a shor niskal and doesn't have value. And the Gemara responds, Amar Rabba, the Rabba stated, Ashkachtinu Rabbanan de Beirav, the Yasvi of Kamri, that I found Rabbanan the Yeshiva of Rav, that they were sitting and they were speaking about this question, and they explained, Hamani Rab Shimon HaTimni, that this price is going specifically like Rab Shimon HaTimni, as we saw previously on this Amid, that the Pasuk in Pasha Mishpatim states, Vehika Ishas Re'eu Be'evet Oy Be'egreif, the Oma and Shimon HaTimni learn by the fact that the Torah gives an example of a fist. So Ma Egreif Miyuchet Shemusla Edul Edim, and just like when a person's weapon that he hurt someone with was his fist, it's something that the Edim as well as Bezdin could inspect and can evaluate. As the Gemara continues on that Tzadik Aleph Amid Aleph Alma Beinan Umdud Beidina, and therefore we see that Shimon HaTimni holds that you always have to have an evaluation and estimation in Bezdin. And as Rashi states that Aflan Zokin, as the pasuk states, V'chiruvin Anasha V'hika Ishas Re'eu Be'ev, and therefore we see that this pasuk is not talking about Misa, and it's even talking about Nezakin. Therefore Rashi continues, and therefore Bezdin would have to evaluate this shor to see if it's possible that this shor would have caused this amount of damages or not. Therefore Rabbanan Rebbe Rav explained to Braisa the reason why once you judge this shor for Skila and for Dina Nefashis, then now you can't judge it for Nezakin, is because of Aha, given the government Dina Lektala, once you finalize the din Torah b'negei katala and you mechayev the shor to be killed and have skila, and therefore it's a shor niskal, and at that point we can't leave it around in order for Bezdin to have the opportunity to evaluate it and appraise it if it was shayech to cause this damage. As we know, the halacha is that once Bezdin paskins regarding a person that they chayev misa, have to carry out that chayev misa on the same day, and they can't leave it over the person for the next day, as that will cause him too much anxiety and too much stress. And we know based on the pasuk of the Shafto Eda Vetzilu Eda that is a din to be barulah yibisiyafa, and therefore the same din applies by an animal, as even though he doesn't have stress, however we have a din kemisas bailim kach misa shor, that we compare the misa that the shor receives to the misa of the bailim if the bailim are chayiv misa. Therefore the Rabbanan Rebbe Rav felt that this brisa could only be going like the shita of Rav Shimon HaTimni. And it's interesting, when the brisa brought down Shimon HaTimni, it didn't say Rav Shimon HaTimni, and the Mefarshim explained because Shimon HaTimni never receives smicha. Once the Amoraim are speaking about Shimon HaTimni, over here we said that Rabban Beirav said Hamani Rab Shimon HaTimni, and they didn't call him Shimon HaTimni. And Rabba continues Vamina Lo Ana, and I responded Afilu Tim Rab Kiva, that we could even say this Bryce is going according to Shita Rab Kiva. And Bezdin doesn't have a requirement to evaluate the weapon or the shor, but Hacham Ayiskinan Kagan Shabarach. And the reason why the Bryce has stated that if you pass Kandid and the Fushes first, then we will not go and pass Kandid and Mamlis, is because we're talking about a case where the owner ran away, as the owner knew that he would have to pay a lot of money based on the fact that he would have to pay him an aliyah, and therefore he ran away in order that he shouldn't have to pay. And as Rashi explained, that once he ran away, in Chavon Loy La'adam Shalai B'fanav, that you can't have a Din Torah without having the owner in front of you, therefore it was impossible to have this Din Torah B'negei Din Mamlis, since after they already passed him B'negei Din Fushes, the owner already ran away. And keep in mind that if the owner did not run away, the Inachanami, even though we pass him B'negei Din Fushes, and this animal, the Shar Niskal, however, Rabba holds that in the Chanami, at this point, we would also be able to go and judge him for Din and Mamanis, and then the owner would have to pay him an aliyah. And the Gemara now asks on Rabba, Ibarak, if you're telling me that the case is where the owner ran away, so Kidloy Danu or Din and Fashis, Hech Daninle Din and Mamanis, Bloy Bailam, now Luchari, even in the case where you didn't yet go and pass Din and Fashis, so how could it be that you go and judge for Din and Mamanis if the owner is not around? How could the Bryce estate, Dunnoy say Din and Mamanis, because of Dunnoy say Din and Fashis, if the owner is not around? And the Gemara answers, the Kabbal Sadi Ubarak, that the case is where they already were Makabal Edis in front of the owner, then they paskin that Reuven is chayiv a specific amount of money to the Nizik, and then the owner of the Shar ran away. Therefore, the Bryce is teaching us that practically you have nowhere to collect this money from, as the owner of the Shar ran away with all his money, and he doesn't have any other assets that he left in this town. Once again, the Gemara is safe, safe, from Hechem Mishtalim. Lemaisa, the Bryce started off and said that if you judge him for Dina Mamas first, that would be okay, if since you didn't yet judge him for Dina Nefashis, and L'chayr, if he already ran away and he didn't leave over any assets, then how could it be that you'll be able to collect for your Din and Mamas? Therefore, what is the difference in the case of the Braisa, where in one case we said that you could paskin his Din and Mamas first and then Din and Fashis, but once you paskin Din and Fashis, you can't paskin for a Din and Mamas any longer? In both cases, we're talking about a scenario where the owner ran away and didn't leave any assets behind, and the Gemara responds, Meridya, that there actually would be an Afkamina as to the Shar being able to do work for the Nizik up to the value of the loss that the Nizik had. That is why in the case of a Mu'ud, there's the chiluk between the two cases, as in the case where you went and you judged for Din and Mamanis first, then after they paskin that the owner of the Shar is chayiv, for example, $1,000 to the Nizik, so even though at that point the owner already ran away and he didn't leave over any assets, however, since this animal is a Mu'ud, therefore you mishalim min aliyah, and therefore Bezdin will tell the Nizik that you could take this animal for a while until you use it for the amount of value and for the amount of hana of $1,000. For example, if you could rent a shor for $100 a day, then you'll be able to use the shor for 10 days. And then after you use it for 10 days, at that point, we'll paskin on this animal based on the fact that it killed someone and it'll become a shor in his skull. And at that point, we'll kill this animal. And therefore, you'll be able to be mekayim in both dinim, that first of all, the nizik will be paid. And secondly, the shor will be chayim misa and will receive skila. And the Braisa then continued and taught us that if instead of doing the dinim mamnis part first, you went and paskin dinim fashis, and you paskin that this animal is a shor in his skull, so then there's a chiev to go and kill it immediately. And as we stated before, v'loy maninin l'dinei, therefore, since the owner already ran away, and therefore there were no assets to collect from except from the shor, and at this point we can't give the shor to the nizik in order to use it for ridya and for using it for plowing, and therefore the Braisa correctly stated, kadmu v'danu dinim fashis, in chiz v'danu yisoy dinim mamnis. And the Gemara continues, ihachi, if you're telling me that the way that the nizik is going to be paid back is by using the animal for plowing, why is it that b'degir a short tam shehimis v'hizik, the Braisa stated, dunna isay dinim fashis, ve'in dunna isay dinim mamis, and it's impossible to judge it for dinim mamis at all, as we explained, because by a short tam you could only collect migufai, and this shor is chayiv skila. L'chayr, the Gemara is, ihachi, if it's true that the nizik could go and use this animal for plowing and collect his money in that fashion, so l'chayr, that is considered that you're taking the money from the shor itself and not from an outside source and not from a separate asset. And if so, tam nedaini dinim mamis bereisha, but again, tam also, why don't we say, let's judge the tam for dinim mamis first and for the shtal meridya, and then let the nizik take the shor and use it for 5 days to pay for the $500 of chetzi nezek. That would be a tashlum migufay, v'hod nedaini dinim fashis, and once the nizik gets paid up, then Bezdin will paskin on this animal that is chayiv misa for killing a person, and then there'll be a shor niskal, and you'll give the shor skila. And Gemara responds, Amar Murray, breeder of Kano, Zoysa Meris, Ridya, Aliyah, Demurahu, and when using an animal for plowing and using that as payment for an injury, that is considered Aliyah Demurah, as Rashi says, Ve'in ze gufa shoshar, this is not considered the guf of the animal, and this is considered a payment in Aliyah, Elu kishan nechse baylov, but it's considered like other assets of the owner, the tam im shalom in Aliyah, and of course, the owner of the tam is only chayiv to pay me gufay and not min Aliyah. And the Gemara continues, we had the following shayla, yesh oymer lezakin, or yein oymer lezakin. And as Rashi explains, although b'negei misa, we know that the pasuk states in Pashas Masay, v'im be'avin yad, ashi yomas bohiko, v'yomas reitzeachu, moisumas haritzeach. And certainly there is no question that when a person is killed, Bezdin would have to evaluate if this weapon was shayach to kill the person or not. However, the shayla is if this would also apply b'negei nezakin. And certainly we saw the machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Shimon HaTimni b'negei at this point itself, and based on the pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim regarding nezek, as the pasuk states, v'chiruven anasha v'hika ishes re'eu be'evenai be'egoif v'lo yomos v'nafel mishkav. However, at this point, the Gemara doesn't know that brisa, and ultimately at the end of the sugya, the Gemara will bring this brisa as a raya. And our Gemara now goes through the shayla, mi amirin, do we say liktolu damdinon? That certainly, as we brought from the pasuk in Pashas Masay, b'negei is someone that was murdered, definitely over there, we would appraise and we would make an evaluation. B'hochi nafka neshama, b'hochi loy nafka neshama. With this weapon, it was possible to kill a person, and with this type of weapon, it's impossible to kill a person. Avon Nezokin Kaldu, in regard to Nezokin, maybe we would say that you don't need an evaluation, as even at times when someone uses a small item and a small instrument that could cause major damage to someone, there are times that there could be some sort of fluke accident that actually causes that much damage. And as Rashi says, that feel in chifetz zeh roila hezek zeh chayiv dezimna deisik b'chaldu. The tzad of the shayla is oydil maloishna, or do we say there's no difference between Hariga and Nezokin, and all cases you have to make an evaluation if this instrument or if this animal could have caused this type of damage to the person or to the keli. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let's bring a raya from a Mishnah that we had in Daf Nun. And the Mishnah stated, Echel ha-chifah bar shiach ma'or ha-charitzin v'ne'itzin chayiv, that a person is chayiv for the damages that his bar shiach ma'or ha-charitzin v'ne'itzin cause. And the Mishnah is therefore bothered, im kein lomen nama bar, why is it that the Pasuk states, v'chiyiftach ishbar oi kiyichu ishbar, and why does it speak specifically about a bar? And therefore the Mishnah states, ma bar shiach b'kedei l'homis asar tvachim, that since we know that the standard depth of a bar is 10 tvachim, and that has enough of a shear to kill an animal, af kol shiach b'kedei l'homis asar tvachim, therefore if any other type of a hole causes damages, as long as it's 10 tvachim deep, you'll be chayef for killing a shor or chamar. The Mishnah continued, hoi b'chusim asar tvachim v'nafal teich a shor chamar umes pata, that if the bar or any other hole was less than 10 tvachim deep, and a shor chamar fell in and died, then you will be pata and huzuk by chayiv. However, if the shor chamar got damaged in a bar that was less than 10 tefachim deep, then the owner will be chayiv. And the Gemara now wants to bring a raya from this Mishnah, as my lab imatel ma'ala kachashiv. It seems that the Mishnah is making a cheshbon from the bottom, and meaning from the karka itself and upwards, and v'hachi kama. And this is what the Mishnah means to tell us: mitefach v'ada sara misalekin izakin ikah. That even if there is a bar that's from a tefach deep until 10 tefachim, then even though you won't be chayiv for misa, but there is a chiyuv for damaging an animal in that type of bar, almal nizakin kaldu. So we see b'negei nizakin, even if the bar, which is the instrument that causes the damage, is only a very small depth, and therefore really shouldn't damage someone, you're still going to be chayiv. And shema mina in nizakin, we have a raya from this Mishnah that we don't make any evaluations b'negei nizakin, as long as there are edim that testify Reuven's bar damaged the shor or the schamar, then Reuven will be chayiv even without determining that this bar was shayach to cause that damage. As Rashi points out, when the Gemara says "my labi matel my law," it's going back on the words of the Mishnah that stated "hay pchusim asar tefachim," and the Gemara is stating that when it says it was less than 10 tefachim, it means that this bar was anything that was less than 10 tefachim, even if the bar was only a tefach deep. And the Gemara answers "lo matel matel kachashiv." When the Mishnah stated "hay pchusim asar tefachim," it's going from the higher amount to a lower amount. V'hachi kama, and it's stating as follows: asara misa ika. If the bar was 10 tefachim deep, then it's possible to be chayiv for killing a shor chamar. Of a pachas me'asar porta, once it's lower than 10 tefachim by a drop, nizakin isa misaleka, then it's possible to be chayiv for nizakin, but you will not be chayiv if you kill the animal. In Chinami, our Mishnah is not discussing a case where a bar was only a tefach deep, and therefore I could explain to you that yesh emel nizakin, that generally we would appraise even regarding nizakin. Bezdin would actually have to evaluate if this bar was shayach to cause the damage that it caused in every single case and every single scenario. And as the Gemara says, v'chol midu midi, keichel miska be'inon, one that every single time that we have a hezek to praise and evaluate the extent of a person's injury and determine if it was possible that that instrument or that weapon could have caused that injury, and if not, the person would not be chayiv. The lashon of the Rav is that hayav chusin ma'asar diktani atisha tvachim disamach la'asar b'luchudkai misham ve'ilah kol chad b'chad l'fum shiurei. The Gemara continues, Tashma, let's bring a Rav from a Braisa. The Braisa states, he called ina b'simai, Reuven hits his Eved Kenani on his eye and he causes him to go blind, or al ozna v'chirshai, or he hits him on his ear and he causes him to go deaf, Eved Yates ben l'chiris, then his Eved Kenani will go out l'chiris. However, keneged ina v'ina roya, Reuven doesn't hit the Eved itself and instead hits the wall and it causes a loud noise, the Eved now can't see, or keneged ozna v'ina shemeya, or once again, Reuven hits a wall which is next to the ear of his Eved, that causes the Eved to go deaf, ain't Eved Yates ben l'chiris, the Eved Kenani will not go out l'chiris. And the Gemara continues with its raya, my time will love mishum to be in umdra, ushmami no yesh umdra nizakin. The reason why the Eved Kenani will not go out l'chiris is because we have to evaluate nizakin, and by hitting a wall, that shouldn't cause a person to lose his eyesight or his hearing, and therefore we can't say that the owner is responsible for this act, and therefore the Eved Kenani does not go out l'chiris. The Gemara wants to bring a raya that yesh umdra nizakin, and the Gemara answers loy that that's not pshat in the brisa, as mishum damina, the reason why the Eved Kenani doesn't go out l'chiris is because we say, who knew the Ivis Nafshe, that the reason why the Eved went blind and the Eved became deaf is not based on the actual hezek that the owner caused, is actually based on the Eved Kenani getting scared and he caused himself to become blind or become deaf based on the Eved Kenani becoming frightened from the loud noise. Mura says that this is exactly like we have another Braisa, but the gay standard hezek, Kedetanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Hamavis Chaveri, Potabedin Adam, Bechai Bedin Shmaim, if someone scares his friend and that causes him damage, then you Potabedin Adam and you only Chai Bedin Shmaim, as this is considered a grum b'zakin, since the mazik didn't touch the nizik and ketzad, and the brisa brings two examples. Taka ba'azdin v'chir shay pata, Reuven made a loud noise near the ear of Shimon and it causes him to go deaf, pata, then Reuven's pata. However, also v'taka ba'azdin v'chir shay chayiv, if Reuven holds on to the ear of Shimon and he then makes a loud sound by his ear and it causes him to go deaf, in that case he'd be chayiv. And we explained the words keneged einay ve'inu roya and keneged azdin ve'inu shemeya based on Rashi. However, the Shita Mekubetzes brings down from the Goyin, if the Eved Kenani's eye was actually leaning against one side of a wall, and then the owner comes, bangs on the other side of the wall, and causes the Eved Kenani to be scared, Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you another raya from another Braisa, as the Braisa states, for all five categories of Hezek, Nezek Tzar, Ripush, Shevis, and Boishes, then we evaluate and appraise the amount that is due to the Nizek right away. The Mazik is Chayiv to pay it to the Nizek immediately. And the Braisa continues that although Benegia, Nezek Tzar, and Boishes, it's quite simple to immediately be able to determine and appraise how much the Nezek was, how much the Tzar was, and how much the Boishes was for the Nizek. However, generally, it's not possible to know how much it'll cost for doctor bills and for extra food while healing and for the amount of work that this person will lose out and he'll be unemployed. And even so, the Braisa tells us, Ripa v'shevis ad shirisrape, that Bezin will calculate and appraise how much they believe the cost will be to the Nizik for Ripa and Shevis. She says, claim that Tzrichim Bezin Labmoid, Kamaroy Elias, Neifel Lemishka, Bechelizeh, and Mechayiv Nezeh, Lit Lemiyah, Kol Ripa v'shiftoy, and Mezoinis, Tzrichloy ad shirisrape. And the Braisa continues, and the Bach states that Tais is not good, the next line. However, we will read this line as Abdu, if Bezin already projected the amount of Ripa and Shevis, and they estimate a certain amount, and then he gets worse, and therefore he needs extra money for Ripui and Shevis, a nice lay, then Bezin would not give him extra money, but they would only give him the amount that they estimated would be the amount of money he needs for Ripui, and the amount of time that he would be out of work, and that is the amount of money that he would get. And the Mefarshim explained that the reason we wouldn't pay the Nizik more is because that we would say that it was probably based on his Pshia that he didn't get better quicker, or we would say that Mazel Hagarim, and the Brisa states, Amdu of a Hivri, however, if they evaluated and they appraised how much he should get for Ripui and Shevis, and then he got better quicker, nicely Kol Mashem Du, we still would pay him the entire amount that we evaluated that would cost for Ripui and Shevis, even though it didn't cost him as much. And as Rashi says, the Mishmayim Rechimu Alayah, that Minashmayim, they had Rachmanis on him, and he healed quicker, and therefore he gets the benefit. And this is similar to what we stated before, that Mazli Goram. Gemara continues, Shema Mino, Yesh Emel Zakin, by the fact that we see that we do project and we estimate the amount that he required for Ripui and Sheves, so we do see that we appraise for Nizakin, and therefore L'chayr, we should bring a Raya to our Shaila. And the Gemara responds, L'me Megavro, Kamali Kotzim, Mehomako, Kamaloi Mekatz, Loikin Reboilon, Devadi Amdinon, that certainly in order to evaluate and to estimate how much money you're going to be chayav for Ripui and Sheves, and to estimate based on this person as to how long it would take to heal and how much time he will be out of work, certainly we will have to go and make an appraisal in order to make the payment of Ripui and Sheves. However, the Shaila that we had is would Bezin actually evaluate if the instrument or this weapon or this behemoth could have caused this hezek or not? From this price, so we can't bring a raya to this Shaila. And the Gemara states, Mai, so what is the din? And the Gemara finally says, Tashma, let's bring a raya from the member that we had from Shimon HaTimni, as Shimon HaTimni Oimer, since the Pasuk stated, and the Torah gave an example of someone being hurt by a fist, and we learn out, Ma Egreif Miyuchet Shemasla Idol Edim, just like a fist is something where the Edim as well as Bezin could always examine it and determine if the fist would have caused this type of damage. And therefore, Afkol Shemasla Idol Edim, therefore, for every injury, we have to go and evaluate and we have to appraise the actual item that caused the damage to see if it could have caused the damage. And this has to be done both by the Edim as well as by Bezdin. And Shema Mino, Yesh Emel Zakin, Shema Mino. And therefore, from Shimon HaTimni, we actually see that we have a din that we do evaluate for the Zakin, and it's a valid raya. And the Mefarshim explained that even though Rabbi Kiva argues on Shimon HaTimni, Rabbi Kiva only argues on Shimon HaTimni that we don't need Bezdin to actually see the actual item that injured the person, and instead they could take the testimony of the witnesses, and from the testimony of the witnesses, they'll be able to determine if this item was able to damage this person or not. Therefore, this raya of the Gemara is not only based on Shimon HaTimni, but this raya would even be from Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara continues, Omama, we just stated in the Braisa, Amdu v'Hivri, Bezdin made an estimation as to the amount of Ripui and Sheves that is chayev to be paid to Nizik, and then the Nizik was healed quickly, nicely called Mashamdu, we still will pay him the entire amount that we evaluated for Ripui and Sheves. And the Gemara states, Mesei Ilei Rava, this will be a raya to Rava, the Amar Rava, as Rava states, Hayman Damdu, Lekul Yoimav, Itbach Lepalgad Yoimav, that if you evaluated, a person will be out of work for an entire day, and then he got healed after half a day, the Kavid Avidta, and then he does work, Yavin Le, the Kul Yoimav, and we still pay him for the entire day, because Mishamayu, the Rachmi Alea, as Rashi said before, that it was his mazel that he got healed faster, and therefore you have to pay him for the full value. Gemara continues to quote from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah stated that one of the ways that a person could be embarrassed is if Reuven spits at Shimon and the spit actually hits Shimon and it goes onto his body. And the Mishnah stated they have to pay 400 zuzim. Gemara states Amar Papa says the only time you have to pay him 400 zuz is only if the spit actually hits the person and hits Shimon. But if the spit falls on his beged, then the mazik would be potter from paying for boishes. And the Rosh explains, because the pasuk that is the makar for boishes in Pasuk Kisei states that ki yinotzu anoshim yachtav ish v'achiv v'kar v'ish se'echad l'hatzalas isha miyad makayu v'sholchi yodav v'chzik b'mvusha v'katzoi says kapo. And therefore it's only when she was actually machzik b'mvushav and she actually did something to his body that the din is that you pay for busha, but if it only was done to his beged, then you would not pay for boishes. The Gemara is been heavy kibayish b'dvarim, the l'chiriyah, if you spit on a person's beged, it shouldn't be any different than if you call him names and you embarrass him with words. Gemara's havmina is that if you embarrass someone using words, that you'd be chayiv to pay for boishes, and therefore when you spit on his beged, you should also be chayiv. And the Gemara answers, Ami b'maravim, shmeid rabbeis b'avin, then Eretz Yisrael, they said, Ovin nim rabbeis b'avin, zoi semeris. So from here we see, bayish b'dvarim, pat miklum, that in the chanami, if you embarrass someone through words, you would actually be potter, and you wouldn't have to pay for boishes. And even though, of course, it would be also to do so, and if you embarrass someone, that in lechelik lenu abba, however, there is no chiv of tashlumen for boishes. And we learned our Gemara based on the pashas of our sugya and based on the words that we have in our Gemara of Zoy Samaris. However, Ayin the Gra, who takes out the word Zoy Samaris, and according to the Gra, it seems that he's learning our Gemara, that the Gemara stated that in a chanami, even if you'd spit on someone and would hit his beged, you'd be chayiv, and the only thing that Repapa is telling us, that you would be chayiv to pay 400 zuz, and you'd pay a lesser amount. And the Gemara continues that after the Mishnah stated on that Tzadik Amin Aleph various amount that you have to pay for various types of busha, Tanakama continued on that Tzadik Amin Beis and stated Zaklal Hakolif Yichvaydoi, that although we stated a specific amount of money that you have to pay for bishes, however, you have to look at the person's stature and the person's status. Shabbos, certainly the Tanakhama is telling us that there would be a chiluk in the amount of money that you have to pay for an ani or for an usher. And the Gemara's question will now be that what does the Tanakhama mean to say? Is he saying that the shear that the Mishnah gave on Amud Aleph is for an usher, but an ani would actually have to pay less, and therefore this is actually a kula? Or is the Mishnah actually telling us a chumra, and the Tanakhama is telling us that the shear that we mentioned on Amud Aleph is only for an ani? But if someone would actually embarrass an usher, then he would actually have to pay more than that amount. As the Gemara is, Ibailu, Tanakama Lakula Kama, Lakhumar Kama, as we explained, and the Gemara explains this, Lakula Kama, the Ik Ani, the Loy Bailu Mishkal Kulihai, that if there would be an Ani, then he wouldn't have to pay as much as the Shurim that we mentioned in the Mishnah, Oidumal, Khumar Kama, the Ik Asher, the Bailu Mesil Tvei, or is the Tanakama teaching us a Khumra, that if it would be an Asher, then an Asher would have to pay even more than the Shurim mentioned in the Mishnah on Amud Aleph. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, bring a Raya from the words of Rabbi Kiva that we have in the Mishnah after the Tanakama, as Midkama Rabbi Kiva, as since Rabbi Kiva states in the Mishnah, Afil Anim should be Yisrael, even if there is an Ani that is in Klai Yisrael, and he is damaged, and he has Busha, Royin Oisekilu Heim Bnei Charin, we look at him as if he's a wealthy person, She Yardim and Chaseim, and now he doesn't have any more money, Sheheim Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, as all of Klai Yisrael are the children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and therefore we don't differentiate between an Ani and Asher. Whereas they Shema Minah, and we see from the Lashon of Rabbi Kiva, Tanakam Lukula Kama Shema Minah, that it must be that Tanakam was going Lukula, the Tanakam was teaching us that the shiurim that we mentioned in the Mishnah was only for an usher, and if there would be an ani that is embarrassed, the ani would actually be paid less for his embarrassment, and therefore it's a kula on the mazik. Ayin Rashi dibil maskol min dekam Rabbi Kiva afil laniim, where Rashi goes through this raya in detail, and Rashi says v'chazina d'loy chayiv loses l'perei reish isha el abo meizuz katanakamo, and we saw it in the story that Rabbi Kiva had, where a person went and uncovered the hair of a woman, he only was mechayiv them to pay 400 zuz, as the Tanakama stated. Shema mina Tanakama l'kula kama. Therefore, we see the Tanakama is actually going to kula, the la'ani lo yavina kula hai, and the Tanakama holds that for an ani you would not pay as much, and you would not pay 400 zuz. The Kamala Rabbi Kiva, la'ani nami yavina hachi, and Rabbi Kiva tells the Tanakama that I disagree, and even for an ani you would give 400 zuz. Rashi explains that specifically why the Mishnah then brought a story of a person that uncovered the hair of a woman, and that woman was an aniyah, and even though in our Mishnah it doesn't mention that this woman is aniyah, Rashi says that, that must be the case, as if not, there was no purpose of bringing this story. And as Rashi continues, and you even have to pay more for an usher, because not only will an usher get more than 400 zuz, but even an ani should be Yisrael, should get more than 400 zuz, as we don't make a differentiation between an ani and usher. And how could it be that Rabbi Kiva was not mechayev, the person that uncovered the hair of this woman and embarrassed her, to pay even more than 400 zuz? And the Gemara continues, there was a story with a person that we will call Reuven, and he went and uncovered the hair of Rachel in the shuk, and that caused her great embarrassment, and Rabbi Kiva said that he's chayev to pay 400 zuz. Reuven turned to Rabbi Kiva and he asked him to give him time to make this payment, and Rabbi Kiva agreed to wait some time. And the Gemara asked, umi yavinan zman, do we really give a person time in order to make a payment? Rabbi Yechon stated, that we don't extend a person any time in order to pay back for damages, and even if he doesn't have the money, we would require him to immediately sell his fields and other assets in order to raise the money to pay back for any hezek that he caused. And the Gemara answers, that in a chinami, we don't give a time for a person to pay back for his damages and for injuries that he caused when he actually caused an actual injury and he caused the person a loss of money, as in that case, it's not fair to the nizik that he shouldn't get paid back since he already had a loss of money. And of course, this would be true, but again, nezek, ripui, and sheves. However, the Gemara states, however, Benegeya Baishas, where the Nizik did not have a loss of money, in that case, if the Nizik asked to extend his amount of time that he could pay back, then we would allow him to extend his time and not pay back immediately. The Gemara doesn't mention what the din would be, Benegeya Tsar, and some Rishonim say that Tsar would have the same din of Baishas, and others argue. The Gemara continues and quotes from the next part of the Mishnah, after Rabbi Kiva extended the amount of time that Reuben had to pay the 400 Zuz, Shamroi, Medes al Pesach Hatzara, Veshavis Sakaba Fenel, or Boik Isa Shemen, Gilsas Reisha, Vaisim Tapechas, Umanechas Yada Reisha. Reuben waited in order to entrap this woman and to show that she really wasn't embarrassed by uncovering her hair. And as we saw the story, where he actually broke a jug and she took the oil and she uncovered her hair and rubbed the oil on her head. And then Reuben came to Rabbi Kiva with a taino that I should not have to pay 400 Zuz for her Baishas, as we see that she herself uncovered her hair in public. And Rabbi Kiva responded, Lo Yamata Klum, that Yintaina is not a valid taino, because Achayu Ba'atzmoy, Afal Pisha in Rishoy, Potter. even though someone is not allowed to cause a chavalah to himself and to injure himself, however, if he does so, he's going to be patah, and even so, achayim shechavlu by chayavim. The Gemara will now focus on Rabbi Kiva's words that he said, hachayu ba'atzmai afal pishin rishoy, that is patah. Here we see the Rabbi Kiva holds that it's also for a person to cause themselves an injury. The Gemara is a stira from Braisa as Batanya Omalei Rabbi Kiva. In the Braisa, we have the same story, and Rabbi Kiva responded to Reuben and said, "Tzalalta b'mayim adirim, that you jumped into water that was very strong, v'lisa cheres biyotcha, and even though you were trying to go and find pearls, you actually only found cheres and earthenware, and your taina is not a valid taina, as Adam Mishoy l'chal ba'atzmai, the person has a right to injure themselves." And as we just stated, then our Mishnah we said that afal pishein rishoy lasis kain, that a person is not allowed to go and injure themselves, and the Gemara answers, "Amarava loy kasha, kam b'chavala, kam b'beishes, that in the chanami in our Mishnah when we said that you're not allowed to injure yourself, that is talking about an actual injury. And when the Braisa said that you're allowed to injure yourself, that is referring to causing yourself embarrassment, but not an actual injury. Therefore, there's no stira in the words of Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara is, "V'amastisim b'beishesu, v'ktoni hachayu ba'atzmai, afa pishenim shayi pata," that our Mishnah is definitely talking about a case of busha, as Reuven uncovered the hair of Rachel. Even so, Rabbi Kiva responded to Reuven, and he said, "The afal pishin rishoy," and it's also for a person to embarrass themselves, and therefore we see that Rabbi Kiva was not mechala between a case of actual chavalah and a case of busha. And we continue on Daf Tzadik Aleph and Beis, and the Gemara explains that halchikamalei, this is what Rabbi Kiva meant to say to Reuven in the Mishnah, loymi baye baishes, that certainly b'negei baishes to adam rishoy levayishes atzmai, that a person has a right to be embarrassed themselves, elafila chavalah, even if your case would have been a situation where you actually injured her, the einad rishoy lechav batzmai, and a person has no right to damage themselves, even if we actually see that someone goes and damages themselves and they cause injury to themselves, and even so, achim shechavlu bay chayavin. But if others go and damage that person, even though we see they're not makbid on their own injury, this person that damages them will still be chayv to pay them for their damages and for their injuries. And at this point in the Gemara feels that according to Rabbi Kiva, even though adam rishoy levayishes atzmai, however, in adam rishoy lechavu batzmai, and the Gemara is ve'in adam rishoy lechavu batzmai, is it true that a person is not allowed to cause damage to themselves? But for Tanya, we learned in the Braisa regarding the din of Shavuos Pitui, regarding the dinim of a person that would be chayiv to bring a korban oil of yared if they swear falsely. And the Braisa tells us, Yachal nishba laharab atzmai, you may think that if someone swears to harm themselves, v'loy hira, and they actually don't go forward and they don't harm themselves, ye potter, they will be potter from bringing a korban oil of yared because their shvuah was to harm themselves, and maybe that's not a valid Shavuos Pitui. Talmud Loimer, the pasuk in Pasuk Vayikra states, "Oy nefesh ki shishava luvati besfasayim lahara oy lehetev lukol hashivati adam mishvua v'nel imenu v'yado v'oshim la'achas me'ila." And since the pasuk says lahara oy lehetev, so we learn out mahatov rishus. Just like we know that when someone promises to do something for good, that it's something that's a dvar rishus and not a dvar mitzvah. And similarly, afara rishus, when someone promises to do something bad, that has to be something that's a rishus and not something that would be usa to do. And therefore, avi nishba lahara batzmai v'lohira. And therefore, we include in the din of Shavuos Pitui even someone that makes a shvua to harm themselves and they don't go ahead and harm themselves, and that person was Ivan the Sisa, and therefore he'll be chayiv a korban oil v'yayrid. Clearly from this bryce, so we see that there is no issa for a person to damage themselves. How can you say that Rabbi Kiva holds einad mishoy l'chabo ba'atzmai? And the Gemara stated mahatav rishus, and Rashi explains b'shvuas mefarish le l'kra, and on daf chav zayin amad aleph in mesech l'shvuas, the Gemara brings a pasuk v'le mesukim ela b'dvar rishus, and they explain it has to be talking about a dvar rishus ayin sham. The Gemara answers on Shmuel that Shmuel explains that certainly the din is that einad mishoy l'chabo ba'atzmai, as we explained according to Rabbi Kiva, and it certainly is also for a person to cause harm to themselves, and therefore if they would make a shvua to actually harm themselves and injure themselves, then even if they don't keep that shvua, they will not be chayiv to bring a korban oil v'yayrid. And when the Braisa stated that if someone makes a shvua l'har batzmai v'loy hira, he would be chayiv, that is specifically talking about a case where you made a shvua be'esha b'tainis, and I will cause harm to myself by sitting and having a tainis, that is mutter to do, and he's not physically damaging himself. Therefore, if someone makes a shvua that he's going to be esha b'tainis and he doesn't sit and keep this tainis, then he'll be chayiv to bring a korban oil v'yayrid, as that is certainly classified as a rishus. And the Gemara now is that the seifa of that price of Masechta Shavuos continues and states, "Yachol nishba lahar lachirim v'loy osu heichayiv," that one may think that if someone makes a shvua to cause damage to another person and he doesn't go through with that, that he would be chayiv to bring a korban oil v'yayrid, tamal loyim lahar elaytiv. And we also learn ma'atav rishus afara rishus, and certainly it's not mutta to cause any injury to another person, and therefore you not be chayiv chayiv to bring a carbon oil v'yarid, and therefore the Gemara is now the kavosa gabaros achirim in the sefer the brisa benegia causing damage to another person. So l'chayir, since the Rashi is talking about a case, we promise to go and keep a tainus. So therefore, in the sefer, we're talking about a case l'shiva mitainus that he promises that someone else will keep a tainus, and the Gemara is achirim mi meisul b'tanisa. How is it possible that someone could cause another person to keep a tainus? Therefore, it must be that the brisa is not talking about a case of l'shiva mitainus, and it's actually talking about a case where a person promised to harm himself, and the Rashi of the brisa stated that causing harm to yourself is a rishus. How can we say that Rabbi Akiva holds in ad mishoy l'chavu ba'atzmai? The Gemara answers that really the entire brisa is talking about a case of a tainus, and in the mahadaklu bandruna, and when the brisa discusses a case where Reuven was nishba lahar lachirim, it's also talking about a case Reuven actually promised that he's going to put Shimon into a room and withhold food from him, and therefore he'll cause Shimon to have a tainus, and ultimately he doesn't go through with that. Since you're not allowed to do that to another person, therefore you're not going to be chayev to bring a carbon oil v'yarid, and you're not going to be oiva on your shvuas bitoy. The Gemara continues that it's a very nice try of Shmuel to say that the brisa of Masechta Shvuas is talking about a case where Reuven either swore that he himself will be Eisha B'Tainus, or they swore that he'll cause Shimon to be Eisha B'Tainus. But l'chayr, we know that that's not pshat in that brisa, because we have a brisa mufreshes that tells us what pshat is in the brisa. As Batani, we learned to the brisa, Ezor Aras Achirim was the case where Reuven caused damage and an injury to someone else, and the brisa tells us that it's a case where Reuven said, Ekaplini, that I will hit Shimon, ve'efzes moichoy, and I will break his skull. Therefore, since we see clearly that the sefer of the brisa is talking about a case of physical injury, therefore the Rashi of the brisa must not be talking where Reuven said, I will be Eisha B'Tainus, and it must be talking about a case where he said, I will injure myself, and we see the brisa calls that a Rishus, and therefore we see that it's mutter for a person to be Mechal Ba'atzmai, and how can you say that Rabbi Akiva hold that Einad Mishoy L'chal Ba'atzmai? Although certainly it's possible to say that Rabbi Akiva is chelik on this brisa, however, once the Gemara found a brisa where the brisa clearly hold that Ad Mishoy L'chal Ba'atzmai, therefore the Gemara now states that now we could go back to the original question and the original theory that we had in Rabbi Akiva, that in our Mishnah it was Mashma Rabbi Akiva holds Einad Mishoy L'chal Ba'atzmai, and in the brisa it's Mashma that he holds Ad Mishoy L'chal Ba'atzmai. The Gemara now states El Tanoi that really it's Machlekes Tanoim as to what the Shita Rabbi Akiva was, the Iklam and the Oma Einad Mishoy L'chal Ba'atzmai, that the Tana of our Mishnah that brought down the Shita Rabbi Akiva holds that Rabbi Akiva holds that Einad Mishoy L'chal Ba'atzmai, and it's also for a person to cause injury to himself, the Iklam and the Oma Ad Mishoy L'chal Ba'atzmai, and the Tana of the brisa that we brought down at Daf Tzadik Aleph Omid Aleph at the bottom holds that Rabbi Akiva holds that Ad Mishoy L'chal Ba'atzmai, and this is the way Tosis explains our Gemara, and Tosis adds in, therefore we don't have to have the original teretz that Rava gave, that loy kasha kam chavola kam beishes, that we want to make a chuluk that benegei chavola the din is ad mishoy l'chavu ba'atzmai, and a benegei beishes we hold ad mishoy l'vayishes atzmai. Once the Gemara gave this teretz, then the Tana of our Mishnah would hold that ad mishoy l'chavu ba'atzmai, and he would also hold that ad mishoy l'vayish atzmai, and the Tana of the Baisa holds that ad mishoy l'chavu ba'atzmai, and he would also hold that ad mishoy l'vayish atzmai. Gemara continues man Tana the shamtli the Omer ad mishoy l'chavu ba'atzmai, who is the Tana that holds that Einad Mishoy L'chal Ba'atzmai, and L'chayr, the Gemara's question is a bit tzarech bia, as L'chayr, we just said that Rabbi Akiva of a Mishnah holds that Einad Mishoy L'chal Ba'atzmai, and why are we looking for a new Tana? Tosis explains that the Gemara's question is that who is the Tana that says that Rabbi Akiva holds Einad Mishoy L'chal Ba'atzmai? Where do we find such a shita of a Tana? And the Gemara states, Ilemo Hai Tana, if you're going to tell me that it's this Tana, the Tana as we learned in the Braisa, that the Pasuk in Pashas Noach regarding the Shev of Mitzvos Bnei Noach, it states, Va'achas Dimchum Lafshe Seichem Edrish Miyad Kol Chayed Rishena U'Miyad Adam Miyad Ish Ochiv Edrish Es Nefesh Adam. And the Braisa teaches us that since the pasuk says Ba'achas Dimchum Lafshe Seichem Edrish, Beloza learns that Miyad Nafshe Seichem Edrish Es Dimchem, that this is actually an azara to a ben Noach that he can't commit suicide. And the pasuk tells us that if a goy commits suicide, then Hakadosh Baruch Hu will seek out his blood that he spilled from his nefesh, and even though this person's guf is already dead, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take retribution from his nefesh. The Gemara's havmin is that we see Rabbi Elazar holds that Einad Mishoy L'chal Ba'atzmai, that just like a person can't kill themselves, so therefore a person doesn't have a right to damage themselves or injure themselves. And the Gemara says, V'dilma k'tal shani, maybe the Torah was only makbid not to kill yourself and not to commit suicide, but there is no problem of causing an injury to yourself. And how do we know that Einad Mishoy L'chal Ba'atzmai? And the Gemara continues, Ela hai tanu, that is this Tana that holds Einad Mishoy L'chal Ba'atzmai. The Tanya is willing to the Braisa, Mikaran Alameis, V'loy Midakei Amiri. If someone is in mourning, it is permitted for them to rip their clothing, and this is not considered midarkei amori, even though this was a minig of the amorim. However, you will not be over on the issa of a chukus maseim leiselechu and the issa of leisasu kemaseim. The Brisa continues. Amar Abelazar, Abelazar states, Shemati, I've heard shamakari ala meis yosim yidai loiko mishum baltashchus. That if a person overdoes this and rips too many clothing while he's mourning for someone, then he'll be over on baltashchus and therefore he'll receive malchus. The Rambam holds that the issa of baltashchus is only by trees and not by clothing. When the Gemara says loiko means that you'll be chayim malchus madis, and the Gemara now brings its raya that lechayr according to Abelazar that we see that he holds that you could be over on baltashchus and you're not allowed to rip your begodim. So the koshkin gufoy. Therefore, certainly the din should be that's also to cut your guf and it's also to injure yourself. Lechayr Abelazar is the mandam who holds that in other mishoy lechabu ba'atzmai. And the Gemara answers bedilim begodim shiny the pseid lehadu that maybe begodim is different and that is the only time Abelazar said that it's issa to be makariel ameis yosim edai. Once you destroy a beged, then it's completely destroyed and you can't fix it any longer. It's possible that a person could injure themselves, as even if they injure themselves, their body will eventually heal. And the Gemara says, Ki hadra bechon, just like we find by bechon, kari lemani mechabdeisa, that he called his clothing the items that give me honor. And since we see that bechon gave so much respect to his begodim, so we see the importance of begodim, and possibly the issa of baltashchus is only relevant to begodim, and it's not going to be relevant to a person's body. And the Gemara continues, Rav Chista kanavi maski beni his mivhege, when Rav Chista would walk between the thorns and thistles, he didn't want his clothing to be ripped, and therefore he lifted up his begodim. And this way, even though the thorns and thistles were cut him, but it wouldn't cut his begodim. And Oma and Rav Chista stated, Zeh maila rucha, that my body could heal, v'zeh inu maila rucha, and my clothing can't be fixed, and therefore I'd rather get cut, not have my begodim get damaged. Possibly from this story, we even see Rav Chista hold that Adam Rishoy l'chal batzboy, as he allowed himself to be damaged, and he didn't want his clothing to be damaged. And the Shittim and Kubetzes actually brings down for the Ramah that Shamas Minah that we see from the story of Chista, the Adam Rishoy lachbo ba'atzmoy, ve'enu Rishoy la'abu m'moynoy, v'kai melon, k'rav Chista de basruhu. And I entice the Dino Maskel, Eiv Mishum Baltashchus, the Hakar Abelazza say, Shavim Kareya la'meis Yosu Medai, is loiko or Eiv Mishum Baltashchus. The Gemara Mesech Zumei Gotten teaches us that Shmuel Kar la de Rav, Tlesa Itzli de Musa, when Rav died, he ripped 13 begodim, which were very expensive begodim, and Tlesa says, Yesh Lema, the Tzum Rabbanon Shaini, v'loi hoi Yosu Medai, since Rav was the God of Adar, and he was the Tzum Rabbanon, therefore this was not considered Yosu Medai. Finally, the Gemara says, Elahai Tanu, that the Tana that holds that Einod Meshoy L'chal Batzmoy is the following Tana, the Tana as we learned in the Braisa, Amr Beleza Kappa Beribi, the Beleza Kappa, who was on the B'choshev stated, Matam Aloyba, was the Pasuk Pashas Nasa, Ibn Gei and Nasa state, V'chip Allah Meshechotah Al Nefesh, and Rabbi Beleza Kappa is bothered, V'chip Ezer Nefesh, Chotah Zeh, what type of Nefesh did this person do an Aver with? And Rabbi Beleza Kappa explains, that L'shetziah Atzmah Menayayin, because he was Mitzayah himself, restricting himself from drinking wine. Rabbi Beleza Kappa continues, V'alei Dvarim Kal V'chaymah, and therefore we can make the following Kal V'chaymah, U'mazeh Shletziah Atzmah Elu Menayayin Nikre Chotei, and Madach Nazar, who only restricted himself from Yayin, is called a Chotei, HaMitzayah Atzmah Kal Dova, L'achas Kal V'chaymah, then certainly someone that restricts himself from everything. And as Rashi says, HaMitzagev Atzmah B'tainis, that he restricts himself and he's mekabel on himself many tanisim, certainly he's going to be considered a chote. Therefore, the Gemara brings a raya that if Rabbi Elazar HaKappa holds that it's also for a person to be mekabel on himself tanisim when there's no purpose in the tainis, certainly Rabbi Elazar would hold that ein adam mishoy l'chal batzmoy, it certainly will be also for a person to physically injure himself. Therefore, when the Tanava Mishnah brought down the sheet of Rabbi Kiva and the Tanava Mishnah brought down Rabbi Kiva holds that ein adam mishoy l'chal batzmoy, that is going like the sheet of Rabbi Elazar HaKappa Beribi, and we will stop over here.